Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shainabas Yeshua Fault. Okay, everybody. We are up to packet Vav. And I think this might be the last packet on the Sefer Torah. We did a couple. I think we had a couple packets on Hefsek. And we have a couple packets on the Sefer Torah. And then we'll get to. Right, so we've been talking about the din brought down in the Sefer Rokeach to be nofel alapayim, only if there's a Sefer Torah. And we discussed, do you need it? Maybe you don't need a Sefer Torah, maybe Beis Medrash, maybe you need a Sefer Torah and a Minyan, all the different permutations that we saw.
The Kamarno.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to start today with the Derech HaChaim HaSholim. Now let me tell you a little bit about the Derech HaChaim. The Derech HaChaim was the Nesivus, Rav Yaakov Milisa. And he wrote many different svarim. So, most famous probably is the Nesivus on Choshen Mishpat. But then you have, you know, he wrote a famous sefer on Hilchas Pesach called the Mekor Chaim. He has a svarim in Drush. And then he came out with.
It doesn't seem to be Chaim, but it still calls everything Chaim.
Yeah.
His father's name was Yarek Moshe.
Tekem Moshe. Yeah, so that's a good question. Maybe this has to do with because it's on Or Chaim.
Was he the Machaber of the Derech HaChaim Siddur?
Yes, so this, yeah, so that's what we're going to talk about now, the Derech HaChaim Siddur. So Derech HaChaim Siddur is a Siddur, regular Siddur, and Ha'oris, Halachas. Then, in the recent generation, people decided, what do we need his Siddur for? We have a lot of Siddurs. We don't need a Siddur. Let's just print the Halachas. So they printed now just the halachas. So it's the Derech HaChaim HaSholim. It's HaSholim in terms of the halachas. They left out the whole Siddur because what do you need a Siddur for? You know, have a lot of Siddur, right?
You would have all the growth.
Yeah. So these are his Piskei Dinim. So let's take a look here on page 2. Now he's going to tell you his opinion about the Sefer Torah story. Because, you know, we saw a lot of different opinions. So, Derech HaChaim, and here he has a section which he calls Dinei Tachanun. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, it's called Nefilas Apayim. So, when I was making the signs, I said, if I'm going to call it Nefilas Apayim, no one knows, we don't know what I'm talking about. So, I'll put it, Nefilas Apayim in parentheses, in Yonei Tachanun. And then people will know what I'm talking about. So then that's what I did. So let's look to see how he paskins on this shayla. He says, "Ein nefilas apayim rak v'mokam sheyesh sham sefer Torah." Have ein sham sefer Torah af sheyesh sham shar svarim? Right? We saw the people that said what we saw in the Shiur Knesset Agdola, right? About shar svarim, I believe. Right? Was that the one who said right? And then we said, if I'm not mistaken, lo yipol al panof. If you don't, Shar Svarm don't care. There was some opinion said that if you have other Svarm around, that's okay. And some say that's only if it's in a base medrash. Right? But here she is, Kipshuto. You need a Sefer Torah. That's the Pasha Pshad and the Halacha, according to the Rokeach. You need a Sefer Torah. Rak Yomar HaMizmor Belona Filos Apayim. In other words, if you don't have a Sefer Torah, you can still say Tachanun, you just don't fall down, you know, on your arm. Delo ke shiur knesses agdol. He's the one that said that shvar svarim is okay. In other words, he's basically summarizing all the things we learned and giving his psak. Then he mispal becheder hapasuach lebeis haknesses shahu pasuach v'lok shahu nol. So that was our whole debate yesterday, whether you need pasuach. Does that mean it's open? It has to be literally open or not locked? That was our debate from yesterday. So I don't know if you can tell really. Obezus noshim, oshem mispalo biyocher afil beis b'shar shatzibah mispalo b'shar shatzibah noflim opneim. Yachol gam hu, we pull apart. So that's a new thing, right? Because it's not only B'Shach Shatzibur Mispalim, he says it has to be B'Shach Shatzibur Noflim Opaneim. Right? Those, till now we've seen it B'Shach Shatzibur Mispalim. There's a certain shuls they have it regulated. You know, you get the Ishtabach by 7:15, and then this thing 7:22. You know, they want the, you know, these shuls. So I guess they have a time. B'Shach Shatzibur Noflim Opaneim at 7:26 and 3 seconds, and then if he's, you know,
that's when he wants.
Oh, but now he's going to say you Hagon Rav Hess im ein tinuf mafsik beinehem. You see, that was your vort, that you can't just stump say, like if I'm saying here across from here to Beis Medrash there could be a toa on the or, you know, some type of tinuf. So that's like what Chazon Hess was always saying. That's a stam. It has to be in a situation where there's no tinuf between where you are and where the tzibur is. Afshe ein lo sefer Torah beveso, aval yochem beveso ve'ein b'mechitzos lo sefer Torah, lo yipol al ponov raf yomer ha-mizmor melin fin sopayim. Yochem lo omro me'umad ve'ein kipeda. Right? He said you could even stand. You don't have to be sitting. And get paid them.
So what is it to be said? Shem Chosuah Talok Shem Unol. So if it's no, what happens? What about the Mechitza Shalvaz with Mamasi? Where is the Hecher of that Mechitza?
It's not
the Mechitza Shalvaz. It's a
different sheet.
Right. Right, in other words, he's not working with what Rabbi Kyle was pointing. Yeah, he's not working with that. With that idea that Mechitza Shel Barzel, Mechitza Barzel is a principle in other areas of halacha, not necessarily in Hilchas Tachlis. So that means the sheet of Pasuch versus Nol means you really have to be where the Sefer Torah is. So if you're close enough, you're in the courtyard, you're close enough, then you could be Mitzurif.
But there is such a notion in Shas. And that there's no,
you know, yeah, you could answer. Right, you could answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah.
Between your soil and Aviv Shabbat.
Right, that means you're across the street and you hear the saying Yehi Shmei Rabbah.
Right.
You can answer Baruch Hu.
Right.
From if.
Yeah.
But, and some apply it. We just saw the Nesivus uses that Shita.
Right.
But unless there's no Tzoam of Sekhs.
Right.
Okay. Now let's do page 4. Rav Moshe has some tshuvas in this. This is a tshuva written to Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. Rav Ephraim Greenblatt is no longer with us. He was in Memphis many years. Rav Nata Greenblatt, some people think they're the same person, not the same person. Rav Nata Greenblatt is, Baruch Hashem, still alive, and he's the uncle. Rav Ephraim is the nephew. And he was basically an elementary school Rebbe, even young grades in Memphis for many years. And he, at the end of his life, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And
he grew up in Eretz Yisrael also.
He grew up in Eretz Yisrael also, that's correct.
Our man was close with him, so we heard stories from...
He grew up in Eretz Yisrael. We spent the Shabbos, myself and Rabbi Sobolovsky, and others, we spent the Shabbos. And we, myself and Rabbi Sobolovsky, were in the room that Rav Moshe stayed in Memphis when he was there. We just weren't sure which bed it was. So we switched.
At midnight,
switched. We switched, so we both have the... Actually, what happened was one of us had a cold, so we didn't want to... So at least we sat in the other one's bed. So,
he's probably the single most frequent correspondent, but Rav Moshe.
Well, since he was in Memphis, so what kept him going was he would correspond with everybody. Basically, his forum are a lot of letters back and forth to different rabbinic personalities.
Rav Mann told us that in his people would, any sefer was going to be published in America, they would send him for an early draft for us.
Yeah.
He had to get an extra large mailbox.
Yeah, yeah. Also, he got the Beagle Eisen boxes. You know, Beagle Eisen sends out boxes. Beagle Eisen told me, I'd say every week 50 new Sfarim come into the store. So YU gets a box. We get a box. And and other libraries get boxes. But then there's seven private people. Someone told me, Rabbi Simon, is he your best customer? I said, no, why are you libraries my best customer? I used to walk in there like for 20 years straight, like once a week. And it's a place where it's not a place so much for women. You know, it's not, a woman could walk in, but...
Where is this?
It's in 16th Avenue in Borough Park.
Oh, that?
He originally was in the Lower East Side. And Zalman Alpert told me, who used to be the librarian here, one of the librarians, that when he moved from the Lower East Side, he thought it's over now. Now it's all over. No one's going to be here. And little did he know, like remember Zalman Alpert pointed out, that that's when it first took off to be even greater. You know, he supplies all the libraries throughout the world with Svarim, right? The new Svarim that come out. You know, you don't go to Beagle's and to get a Gemara or, you go someplace else. You get it for the latest Achron that came out, the latest, Sefer that came out. Yeah, when I print the Sefer, one of the first things I do is I give a box to Beagle's, because then I know that every library will get it, because he's going to send it to all the libraries. So Rabbi Greenblatt, he got, I think, the box. He got the box also, I believe. Okay, we can go on for a long time with this matter. We have a lot of history today. Okay, so Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva here. Nefilas ha'paim she'sev tov ba'aron acher v'lo ba'aron ha'kodesh. What is it? It's in a place. They put it in a closet or something. It's a regular aron. Says v'dor mashe nogu she'ein nofle v'apayim shleges sevator k'dizim rama hu av ba'oven she'ein sevator ba'aron furish b'taz shalchei poshuk she'nimsa sevator b'es medrash ach v'mnei ha'gneva shnei sevator hinichu ha'sevator ba'aron shemunuch sham hayayin shar tzorche b'es ma'am shu sogor nami. Right? In other words, they're going to put it in a different place. Today you have our Kodesh that have a safe. Safe itself. A little safe. But I guess they didn't have it in his time. So that they would take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron, and they would put it.
Sign the Beis Medrash today without, or a shul today without a fireproof Sefer or a Kodesh is malpractice. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's where the Beis Medrash is not, it's the plain box.
First, I said it was the sign of the whole time, but I'm just saying today.
Yeah. So as long as it's there, even though it's not in the Aron, that the Sefer Torah is there. You have to make a lock. You can't put it someplace else when it's not properly. People could steal it. They could throw it in the river. Feel, I don't know what they do. They'd probably sell it. If they're ready, Ganovim.
Can't buy drugs in
the future. Yeah. I feel gondol mochem nami. Ain't she'ena musgir. Aval tzarf lizdar is lasa aron kodesh yem mochem shomer. Sh'af lignov below bizoin who bizoin gondol asefer Torah. Sh'akol yichushim lahem. In other words, even if they don't put it in the nar, the fact that you put the Sefer Torah in a situation where it could get stolen, that status is a bizarre for the Sefer Torah. So he says that even if it's not an Aron, but it's there, and so that's okay.
So much rather that the Aron Kodesh were there and the Aron was not on the premises and the Sefer Torah was not on the premises at all, then you would not have been filled
with the
fire.
Right. Empty Aron is not. Right, empty Aron, right, wouldn't be. Right. Yeah. So that's one thing. So he says that you don't, in other words, because the poskim speak about, in the Aron.
Is that the is an Aron itself Tashmishei Kedusha as opposed to Tashmishei Mitzvah?
The Aron itself could be Tashmishei Kedusha, yeah. It's a whole discussion about that, but yeah. Yeah, so that's the Or Chaim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Chof Aleph, and then there's another tshuva in Yoredeya, Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Chof Tes, Os Beis. So let's take a look here. Oh, Uvedvar Sheb Yushalayim, in Yerushalayim, Nogim B'Nefilas Apayim, Afa Mokum She'ein Sefer Torah. Right, Yerushalayim is a minig, as was mentioned before. So we no fill apayim, even if there's no Sefer Torah. Ein zel ani esdaiti shinim minog. In other words, if you say there's a minog to do with the Sefer Torah, so Yerushalayim, they're not following the minog. So it says, no, that's not a shinim minog. El Yerushalayim in Mokum Kadosh. Because the idea is, you have a Sefer Torah, it makes it a Mokum Kadosh. So the whole Yerushalayim is a Mokum Kadosh. Einzel ani astadi shirim minag al Yerushalayim u'mokum kodesh u'miyuchad l'tfila. Shegam b'lo sefer Torah shayach. Right. So Moshe b'mokum shiyah sefer Torah u'meil kol odom ha'bolo shom tzorach l'asif u'miyuch l'tfila. Avu b'mokum shalek sefer Torah. So what's the minag? In Yerushalayim, in the new city also? They don't fall?
Yeah, the new city.
Also, they know fellow Hapayim.
Actually, in Yerushalayim, there's so many shtiblach, like everyone in Sefer Torah. I mean, ever daven in Yerushalayim, they love Sefer Torah.
Right, you're always. No. Right. Yeah.
You have a minion all over the place. Yeah,
like in Gruss, they never. Do they ever daven?
Do
they ever daven in Gruss, like in the classrooms or something like that?
Occasionally, but then. That's a question of how far the chutzner extends.
Right, so I went to the classroom on the second floor, and I wouldn't consider that the chutzner of the Beis Medrash.
It's also not, you know, because when, I don't know that I ever saw, you know,
Rebbe
Shragan,
you can't
go out of
Bachar
because they're all married,
and
they don't know what they're doing, so it doesn't
matter. Right,
well,
maybe Rabbi David with the
Shragan
guys.
Yeah.
So this has nothing to do with like accessibility of a Sefer Torah then. Meaning we've spoken before about, you know, whether it's ethnol or whatever. But this is something that as long as you're in the makom of Kedusha, then you would do.
Yeah. Makom Kedusha. So how many makom of Kedusha is?
But
he's saying like a shul is a makom Kedusha. But if there would be no Sefer Torah there,
it sounds like you would still do it.
No, but not, because like what Rabbi Carl pointed out, it's only when the Sefer Torah is there that they said to do it.
I understand that it's not a Makom Kaddish.
It is a Makom Kaddish, but I guess there are levels of Makom Kaddish.
How about the other three Yerei Kedusha that exist in Eretz Yisrael?
And it could be based on Minhagim also, that became the Minhag in Yerushalayim. But I don't know if there's a minhag to do it. I mean, how many shuls don't have an aron? And it's a hard thing to quantify, because usually a shul has an aron with a Sefer Torah.
Right. Okay, but in the situation that, you know, you don't have any Sefer Torah in the shul, for whatever reason.
Right. So if you say, like Rav Shachter said from Rav Soloveitchik, that Kedusha's base Knesset is taller in having an aron and a Sefer Torah, so Melu won't have. But the question is, would you, I don't know. My impression is that what he's saying, Reb Moshe, is that there's a minhag dafka sefer Torah, and the minhag of Yerushalayim is not counter to that minhag. But the shul sefer one day faced the davening mincha, and they took out the sefer Torah, they had brought it to the sofer for the day to get it checked, and it's not there now. So, you know, look, Yesh Omi Lismoch, not to follow the Rokeach. But if you're, Rav Moshe wants to know, what if you're a purist Rokeach person? You know? So then he says, Yerushalayim, you could still nofel upon him, even if you're a real Rokeach, a chassid of the Rokeach.
Even if it's not in the old city.
Yeah, that's what.
So if that's the case, what about if you're in the presence of a Talmud Chacham who's like a living Sefer
Torah? Oh, okay. So we're going to see. We didn't finish the packets. Yeah, so we're going to see. It's going to be in one, I think what you said is going to be in the forthcoming, one of the forthcoming.
Alex, without a safer Torah, then.
So the Rokeach probably would say not to do it.
Do
we hold it, the Rokeach? Like, how do we weight these sheets? Like,
right. So, like, it's hard. You know, it's like, it's not like this Indian is like being Matiris or Karis or anything like that. You know, different Minhagim, different Kehilas, different Minhagim. It's not like, but. Whatever, it's still brought down in the postgame, so it's still something to be done on. And at the end of the day, you can have what to be so mechon. Anyway. You know. There was a story at the Aguda convention once. I wasn't there, but Rabbi Binyamin Cohen, Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen's oldest son, he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Frankel, that is a question at a convention. You know, and you have these conventions, you know, they all have these conventions for Thanksgiving, this, that, where the Friday night is supposed to say Mogen Avos or not. Because maybe Mogen Avos is only in a... Yeah. So the... So that particular Shabbos, the convention, they said Mogen Avos.
They said it this year too.
And Rav Moshe, after davening, made a clap. He said that there was Shalom Kedin. That no one should. He was trying to show that the Rebbe, don't think that Rav Moshe, everything goes. You know, Rav Moshe had a reputation. He was Koach Teira, and he was. But it's not like everything. And he made and then the Ger Rebbe started arguing with him, and there was a back and forth between Rav Moshe and the Ger Rebbe about this. So Rabbi Yom Cohen said he'd heard it from his Rebbe. Rabbi Frankel must have been there at the time.
We had that, I remember once, on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, when a lot of places have extra minyanim. And Rosh Hashanah, the night of Rosh Hashanah, was a Shabbos that year. And the question is that, they normally don't have a minyan in this room, they normally have just the one main minyan. Is this
a considered a minyan Shein HaKavua?
We have an argument about that.
Yeah, that's a good argument.
Yeah. You said it, yes. Yeah.
He said it.
Yeah, we said it. We should have
or not as a definition. This is right. There's another common one to point out. There is one sheet that holds that you don't need. The Orchis Chaim quotes it. But okay. That's it. Okay, there's a sefer called Orchis Rabbeinu. What is that sefer? It's many svarim. So where is this Sefer Orchis Chaim was written by a fellow of Avram Halevi Horowitz. Who was he? He was the brother-in-law of what? Of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Correct? Yeah, so he was the brother-in-law of Shlomo Zalman. And he was close with the Stipler. Him and the Stipler. So he wrote these volumes, volume after volume, volume. Every hanhaga he saw by the Stipler. Like, he was at the same, how much did the Stipler eat, how much matzah did he eat that year, and what did he do for this, and all Chalkei Shulchan Aruch.
You should know, by the way, if you didn't, that the Stipler was a lefty, and a lot of his
hanhaga. Oh, so you should know. Yeah. Oh, so let me tell you something. So the Stipler told him, I want you to look into two inyanim, and write svarim on two inyanim. Lefty tefillin, and hilchas yichud. Those are the two things that he wants. And he wrote a sefer called Dvar Halacha. He wrote a Dvar Halacha in Hilchas Yichud. And sefer, that was the classic sefer. Now there's hundreds of Svarim on Yichud. But that was like when the first classic Svarim on Hilchas Yichud was Dvar Halacha. And the Stipler wanted him to write on the lefties with tefillin, all the shilas that come up with lefties. I'm a lefty myself. And but I'm a purist. I'm not one of these... It's a Drayta left. Yeah. He has lefty desks.
Well, they do have them in the clock. They have in the clock building. They have them otherwise. They don't. About a third of Rosh Hashir is lefty shears.
So you have a lefty chair?
No, I just pulled over a righty chair.
Oh, you just pulled over. Oh, I see. Yeah.
We're supposed to have 10% of every chair. It's supposed to be lefty chair.
Yeah, so
the, when you order for class, that's supposed to order.
There's a lot of them in block and nowhere else, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They
So that's what he wanted. So, but then he wrote this about everything that Stipler did, and he wrote 5-6 volumes. And then his, that he passed away, and his son wrote more after that. So, yeah. So here on page 8.
So who wrote the sefer? Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote?
Nothing to do with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. What sefer?
So, no, about the sefer of Adyukhan and about Lefty Tefillin.
This man, Horowitz. The sefer person who wrote Orchis Rabbeinu, Rav Avram Horowitz, Rav Shlomo Zalman's, I think, brother-in-law, he wrote the sefer, but the Stipler was the one who told him he wants him to write them.
Reb Chaim also has the sefer.
Yeah, Yitzhar, yeah, yeah, Reb Chaim has also, yeah. So, Mori V'Rabi, the Stipler, Nofel al Yadav Tachanon B'Chedro, Av She'en Bo Sefer Torah, V'Amr L'Tamo Mishum She'esh Svarim B'Chedro. So, so he was from that, like the Shiori Knesset Agdola, that if you have, you know, like you have your office where you have svarim, so then you could no-fall, even without a
stipend.
That's a stipend, yeah.
It's kind of funny, though, because the stipend himself was like a sefer Torah.
Oh, so that's what you said before.
No, but I'm saying, imagine, like, how does that work? Like, if you yourself are the gadol ha-dor.
That's not the svar that he said. He didn't say.
He didn't say.
He's not doing this because I'm like sefer Torah. He's like,
no, I can't see him being quite that.
But we'll see. I told you, before we finish the shiur, we'll discuss that thing. Now, there is another sefer, Minhagim. We did the Maril sefer, we did the Minhagim of Rav Isaac Tirna. Now we have to do the Minhagim of the Noheg Kitzon Yosef. That was, oh, this should be your sefer. Kehilos Ashkenaz Kal Kadosh Frankfurt.
Yep.
We use it a lot.
Well, the Minhagim are based on the Kitzon Yosef.
Yeah.
Maril.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Noheg Kitzon Yosef here on Amud Nun Dalet and Nun Hey. So let's see what he says. So he quotes the Rokeach. Then he quotes the Ramami Panu, Ramah Rem Resh Mem Ayin. Says Ramanachem Azaria. Ramanachem Azaria Mipanu, who was a Makubal. But what was his? They say that he didn't have a beard. That's a whole discussion. There's a true of the Chasim Sofer that says the Ramami Panu didn't have a beard. And this caused a lot of havoc. How can he's a Makubal? How can he not have a beard? So there's a lot of discussion.
Big Makubal in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, the Chalban.
Chalban,
yeah. He was Nifter, right?
Yeah, Nifter recently.
Yeah. Yeah, the Chalban. But usually the Makubal. But usually the Makubal, if you're Makubal, you usually have a beard. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is very marked on that. He, you know, certain things he's marked. To have a beer, yeah. He won't let you, like, he won't let you be the Baal Mazamein at the suit if you don't have a beer. Yeah. And also wristwatches. He won't give you a bracha if you're wearing a wristwatch.
Why?
Because he holds it's Begadisha. So he won't give you a bracha.
Man's wristwatch.
He won't give you a bracha. There's a story with Rabina. Rabina from the Tivarie, when he was a child, was not well. So his parents took him to the Chazon Ish to get a bracha. And then, in later years, more recent years, he was afraid that maybe Chas V'Shalom, the bracha might be running out. So he wanted Reb Chaim Kanievsky to reinvigorate the bracha. So he got there, and one of my Talmidim was present at the time. So this is a first-hand account. And the Reb Chaim said to him, Lo silbash. Lo silbash. And you know what he's talking about. So what he meant to say is that you're wearing a wristwatch, and I hold it so silbash, so I'm not going to give you a bracha until you take it off. Then he took off the wristwatch.
And my father also.
And he gave it. Your father too?
Yeah. He also. Doesn't watch
anymore. Yeah.
Someone from KAJ, who used to be the Shemesh of Rav Schwab, visited Rav Chaim, and he said, someone of your caliber have to do two things. You have to grow payers, you have to put your hat up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
So he did?
Yeah.
He's still here in the Heights?
True. Sure.
Okay. Rex?
I heard that same story, the first story, when Rabino was sick. He was also told that he should be learning Or HaChaim HaKadosh every single week. So now every week he gives Or HaChaim
HaKadosh. Okay. Okay, excellent. So first he quotes the Rokeach, and then he quotes the Ramami Panu. On the Pasuk, Nipla Nabiyata. You see, the Ramami Panu wants to say maybe that's the Sefer Vayom Dovid God, Nipla Nabiyat Hashem, which we said is a question whether you're supposed to say it or not, is a remez to Nefilas Apayim. Say Yad Hashem, Shekem Ratzim Yad, Shepirushim Mokum. As it should be, Leitziv Lo Yad. So it says, Esha Luzena, Higin Loma, Kodim Fis Paim. He said, in other words, he wants to say the reason why we say, in other words, we had a whole discussion. Why are you saying by that Pasuk, Vayomer David O God? Tachnut starts with Rachel Mechanan. And we said, the Mekubalim didn't want even any Hefsik, so they said, Tachanat to say it. So what's the minute to say it? So he says, the minute to say it is, because it's a remez, nipno no biyad Hashem, is the remez to be nofel when there's the presence of Hashem, meaning the Sefer Torah. And he says, so therefore, if there's no Sefer Torah, you shouldn't even say the Pasuk. Because the whole point of saying the Pasuk is to be remez on this minig. Yeah. And then he says, other minhag to say, the other pasuk. On page 11, No Gim Loma Gankin Koda Racham Chano Pasuk La Dovid Elech Hashem Nafshi Esau. Vichavin Nafshi Bikibatria Mace. You're willing to give up your life, you know, that mindset. Barama Nipanu says on the Pasuk Musa Pam, right, what we just read recently in Korea, right? Musa Pam, that Yaakov said to Yosef, now that I see you, now I could die, so to speak. Ayagam came Shasna Filus Apaim. Musa Pam, Shemasu Na Atzmo Lemisa. Mamor Acharei Rosis Panech Yotcha Chai. Mamor Acharei Rosis Panech Yotcha Chai. Samach Lomash Kosva Achronim. The Bina Mokum Sheish Mosei Fator. Siva Bal Yad Yehuda Shuki Ein Sei Fator. So what's the word? Avram? Who's the Sefer Torah? Lou? Who's the Sefer Torah?
Yosef.
So that's the idea, that he was Nofel Achrei Rosius Panecha Yod Chachai, and on that Pasuk they...
Because this is
Amusa Palm
that translates into
Filos
Apayim.
Right.
And then from that,
I guess, I suppose. Yeah. Amusa Palm is the Filos Apayim. And then he did it, because there was a Sefer Torah there. There was Yosef. So that your vort is right here. I told you we were going to get to it. And then it's quoted also in the Megala Mukos. Here, take a look. It's easier to read here in the paraphrase on page 16. You can read it more easily. In the middle of the page. Megala Mukos, Dololol Ginzin Svakamra, Yosef Shu Sefer Torah. It says Yosef is the Sefer Torah, Binyamin is the Aron. Shebechelko Yaron Kaposu Kruvim. Feinofim Makam Makam Shah Sefer Torah Ba Aron. When the fields are Paim Salkin and Makadal Kena, Kol Yimei Hayos Yosef Mufarsh Mi Oviv. He says all the years. So that's what he means to say. Abusa Pam. Meaning now I can be Nofel Apayim. So all the years you were away, I was a Nofel Apayim. More of the Kavort. Right, Amusa Hapam. Now I can be Nofel Apayim, because when you Nofel Apayim, you have the mindset he's giving your life to Hashem. So Amusa Hapam means now I can be Nofel Apayim because Ro Panecha, I see you, Yosef, you're the Sefer Torah.
He didn't do it because Yosef was the Sefer Torah.
What?
He didn't do it because he didn't have the Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
He had other sons too.
I guess Yosef HaTzadik.
Binyamin was
the Aron.
Binyamin was the Aron?
Yeah. Binyamin who Aron?
What's next?
I know. What can I tell you? Right, but you see that it wasn't just that many person. Somebody like Yosef HaTzadik, he's the... So Rav Arar is saying Shiftei Ka, but he's saying, no, not the Shiftei Ka.
The other ten was Sefer Minyan, and then Yosef was the Sefer Torah.
Yeah. What are you saying? Okay, what can I tell you? Now, Rav Menashe Klein, the Chronicle of Racha, he had a pshat here. Rav Menashe Klein, where is he? What page?
Top
of page 16. How about Rav Menashe Klein? Page Yosef. Was the Rekech says, Sefer Torah, but the Ramah says, Aram. Right? And Rabbi Moshe had the tshuva we just said today, that you don't need an aron, you just need that to be in a makom meshumer, even if it's not really in the aron. You put it in a closet, and it's locked up, that's also. But what's the idea of the aron? Why is Rabbi Moshe ending up the aron? Right? He didn't say aron. Lulei the mistafina.
The Torah because from the
arm. Right, the pasuk's arm. So look what he says. Lui hayav shalad daig miloshan arokeh hefach. Kol shosef tor murach ba'aron ein noflim. The aron mafsik. Maybe you could say the fakert, that if it's in the aron, then the aron's a different reshus. Rak shosef tor beis kneses b'chutz la'aron. So he says that. That's why the Ramor is saying that. So it's not to say that you need Aron or Sefer Torah. You might think that an Aron was worse, because then the Sefer Torah is a different Rishus. So to say that, he says it's also good. But certainly, if the Sefer Torah is out, say you're saying Tachan and the Sefer Torah is not by Aron now. It's they just read it and it's on the Shulchan now. So is anyone going to say that you're not Nofel Alpayim? So Rav Menashe Klein says, of course not. Of course you're going to be Nofel Apayim. So what is his Sefer Torah Ba'aron? The Chiddush is that even Ba'aron, where it's Chora, different Rishus, he's still. Because the minhag hakamonim was they didn't keep the Sefer Torah in the shul. Right? They used to keep it in someone's house. because it wasn't safe in the shul. So they would bring it, you know, like we saw the Yosef Avram yesterday, you know, should they bring it the beginning of davening, should they bring it, right? But the minhag was that people would malava the Sefer Torah, you know, backwards and forwards, but it wasn't kept in the house. So that's a... So that's an interesting pshat, because it's considered a different shus. We know that Beker Din, you can put your back to the some rabbanim speak. Their back is to the Aron Kodesh, because it's a different shus, so it's not considered a bizayon to have your back to this to the Aron. But that was his vort. Don't think.
Since they say separate for sure, so you're allowed to
sit down. Right, exactly. Even when it's open, right.
The minhag is not.
Right. And then there's a piece here from the Shuas Yaakov. We'll see. I think maybe I quoted in the original source in the, maybe the next pack. But take a look now in the Lekhet Yosher. Lekhet Yosher is officially a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshim. Some people are mafakpik in the whole Sefer, whether it was maybe it's a forgery, you know. Someone wrote a whole article about this topic, about the authenticity of the Lekhet Yosher or not. But it's a classic sefer. Question is it authentic or not? That's it's one of the things the scholars like to discuss.
Whether he's a real Talmud, whether he's a real person or not.
Is it real? Was he really a Talmud? Who was he?
They don't know if he existed or they don't know if he wrote this.
Someone exists, someone wrote it, but we don't know whether this really is, or maybe someone else wrote it, I don't know. I never was mined sufficiently into this discussion. I never looked at it sufficiently. You know, we have to look into the people who look in these,
in the library.
So he writes here, so supposedly what he's saying over from the Trumas Hadeshim, from his Rebbe. So he says, well.
What is the
problem if he's authentic or not?
Why is there a half a minute that is not? Where's the half a minute that's not?
Yeah, in the library, there's a Ger Chassid once showed me a. We met in the library once, and more than once, whatever. And he showed me in one of the Torah journals. They have a whole article about this topic, but I never sat down and read it rigorously. So in the meantime, I use it, you know, because.
Like
two of the Son of Rosh. Yeah, well, Son of Rosh, that's already Omgenum, and that's even though Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes it. Yeah, Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
The question is, maybe you can use it anyway because it says good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe if it's right. That's a sign of the Yerushalmi and Kachim. Chavetz Chaim started putting on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin because in the Yerushalmi and Kachim it said that that's the way it's supposed to be. And then they found out that it's a forgery, Yerushalmi and Kachim.
Is that he stopped?
I don't know if he stopped. So people, have a whole thing about famous, Mark Shapiro writes it. Yeah. You can't just write. You can't make believe you're the Rush and not know anything. You know what I mean? Or make believe you're the Yerushalmi and not know anything. Okay. Different people have different Yetzirah. Some people have Yetzirah to be the Rush. No, most people have different yitzhak, not necessarily to be the rush. So, there's no, in other words, he followed the Rokeach. Chayin Hashem al Chayisu, Kach Shom Epi, Rabo Marina of Aram Plumiel. Folk Sheisham Sefer Torah Matchina. Chayin Hashem al Chayisu, Alfa Pi Shein Shom Minin. So, Kronish, Cholzos, Tshuva, he's a Maril, Cholzos Minach Pasha, Shadofim Betachanam, Vesgnesses Hachitzam. Neratam, Kach Nasis, Mitchila, Yeshu Pami Mitzvah, Sakal, Mchutz, Kriv, Basa Tzibur, Linin Zeh. Because the people...
He says, they know it. He's not talking
about form.
He's saying, they know it.
He means the whole Tchina.
Don't say.
Right. Close out. Right.
Ain't no
Tchina,
right.
If
the
there's motion. No Sefer Torah, you don't say Tachanun. So I mentioned that the other day, when we saw the Shita before. So I thought maybe this is a... Maybe I saw this someplace, but it could be that... This could be part of. See, the minute Hasidim don't say Tachana at Mincha. That's not a thing to do. So the Pashup Shad is because they daven Mincha late and it's already, you know, whatever. But it could be this because Mincha, you know, you daven in any place. You know, Mincha, you're at work, you're this, and there's not always a Sefer Torah there. So if you hold that you have to have a Sefer Torah for Tachanun, then that's perhaps another explanation of the minhag not to say Tachanun, not by Mincha. It's a lot of times people are not.
Only the different Yasin was choshesh that this wasn't a safe we should rely on.
So the whole discussion.
He also throws in Hashem Elokei Yisrael, which is interesting.
Meaning, on Monday and Thursday.
By what?
He say,
he's saying to not say that if it's not
the. Yeah. Not from the yeah. And then he explains the Maril. The Kachnas that they made the Chatzah. Like over here, you know, if you come here sometimes Friday night, we have the Kalbach Minyan. Not everyone could fit in. We have overflow crowd in the. In the hallway. So that's how you have a chatzah before for the overflow crowd. There at Rabbi Sherman told me the West Side Institutional he started a minute to have a kiddush Friday night.
Yeah,
he asked me my opinion. So I told him we could do it. Rav Soloveitchik that you shouldn't rely on mizonos for kiddush malkum suit only in the morning, not in the, at night,
right.
Because of the rivet sheet that you don't even eat kiddush malkum suit by the daytime, so it's like a svek sveka, but at night not. But not everyone agrees to that. That pashtus is that even at night you can make kiddush and eat mizonos and then eat someplace else. So he wanted. So Rabbi Sherman was looking for a way of attracting more balabatim to come to shul. So for me, I would say they have Rabbi Zevi Muller. That should be good enough to attract.
Don't you need pass for the first suda and second suda?
For Kiddush Brachim Suda.
You need pass for the recognition of
Friday night. So you'll go home and you have pass.
There's two different levels. There's two simplest terms.
Yeah, right. The Shulchan Aruch says you can have Kaddish Brachim Suda with Mezainus, with wine. So the Shaila is, could you rely on that? And that's the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shaila, so Shechlis of Rav Salveitchik, if he yelled, you should only rely on that in the morning. Because in the morning, it's a sveika. Maybe you don't need bread for the Kiddush Brachim Suda. Maybe you can follow the Gaonim. And even if you do, but the Ravid sheet is there's no Kiddush Brachim Suda at all in the morning. But at night, everyone agrees there is. So then you don't have the Sveik Sveika. So then you shouldn't just rely on the Gaonim. But not everyone agrees. Or I thought that maybe at night also. Rav Salveitchik thought that you shouldn't do it at night. I mean, the Min of Olam who makes. But this was his idea to get people to come. So people came, man.
Right?
Yeah, it's good. He has good things there. Yeah.
I was a shul 20 years ago. That was very strange.
Yeah.
The Vipassana was in 20 years ago.
That's not a big shul.
No. Yeah.
Sorry, you can do
something like this. But there are times when Kasla says, "Giriri bosit zibur l'nidza." Well, he says the word is the chutzer is tafel to the shul. The chutzer machar or so it's the makam or shtei chabur shtei batim hashanu tzarfe. Sorry. So I don't know, based on that, maybe there's a chilas, maybe our discussion from yesterday whether no'ol means locked or that. Maybe if it's locked, then it's. And you can't see your tafel because it's locked. If it's not locked, even if it's. So maybe this might have relevance.
What's Hashamash Mitzarfa?
Hashamash. In other words, if you have a group of people in one room, a group of people in another room, and then and there's the Shamas, he's the waiter.
Oh.
So he's serving both places, so he's Mitzarif, the two groups.
Oh, that's how it works in the base measure in the Mincha Minyan in the library lounge over there. Because of all different shoes.
Yeah.
It's all different.
Yeah. For many years I've been waiting to make a packet on that menu. Because I dabbled there myself on Tuesdays. Well, now it's every day because we don't.
Just one packet?
No,
at least one. But I never got around to it. But
so there it is. Everyone is like five different shiurs that people adopt it by.
Yeah, there's in the pit and there's upstairs. Okay, so Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow.
What's the schedule tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
Thursday.
Thursday. We'll have this year. We'll meet from 11 to 12. Bez Hashem will be finished after that.
The building, I assume, will be open.
Yeah, they're not closing the building. So this is not June. They will keep.